Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
This is Dr. Gerard Curry from Tradition Worship Center. We are a Word of Faith church that believes in the finished work of the cross. We are Spirit-filled and believe in miracles, signs, and wonders, and experience them on a daily basis. We also believe that healing belongs to the children of God and is obtainable through faith in Christ. We have a no-charge healing academy that takes place every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. live on our webpage at traditionworshipcenter.com and on YouTube and Facebook. You would be made to feel most welcome and are able to join in with comments and questions. We also have healing rooms where you can get a no-charge appointment by calling our church office or in person at our Wednesday 7 p.m. or Sunday 10 a.m. services in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility. We have a Holy Ghost and fire service on the last Sunday of each month at 6 p.m. and you are always welcome. God bless you and we hope to see you soon.
And so we can have a relationship with God. I can come into His presence. I can sit at His feet like Mary. And remember, Martha complained. She's sitting at your feet. Tell her to come and serve. Work. Earn her salvation. Earn her salvation. I'm religious. She has to do. And Jesus looked at Martha and said, Martha, Mary has chosen the good part. And no one's going to take that from her. Remember that? We are able to sit at the feet of this incredible, amazing God. This is not Mickey Mouse. That's in Orlando, and he's not even alive. Let me tell you, if a mouse stands up and talks to me, he's going down. I'm not joking. And if a duck starts quack, 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 and talking to me like Donald, he's better duck because he's going to get it. You understand? This is not Mickey Mouse. This is truth. The creator of the universe, the planets, the galaxies, you, me, every living thing. Look at the oceans. Look at the sky at night. Look at the trees, the flowers, the birds, the dogs, the fish. Look at the creator of all that. He wants a relationship with me, with moi. But Pastor, this is just the Bible. But Pastor, this is just make-believe. And we go through life not taking the Word of God. We are a Word of Faith church. And if the Bible says it, we believe it and we act on what He said. Amen. Because if you don't believe it and you don't act on what He said, then you don't get saved. Amen. And so we can have this relationship with Him. Wow. That's amazing, because He made us righteous and He sanctified us. That means now I can come into His presence. In the Old Covenant, before the New Testament, before Jesus Christ, only the high priest out of the world, only the high priest could go into the presence of God. The Holy of Holies, where the Ark of the Covenant was. Remember, you had the outer court, you had the inner court, and you had the most holy place or the Holy of Holies. The people were able to go into the outer court. The priests were able to go into the inner court and slay the offering. But only the high priest with the blood of a purified lamb or goat could go into the holiest of holies. The only one was one man could go into the holiest of holies. And then when Jesus died, the veil that separated the people from God, I had to rely on a prophet to speak to me for God, and I had to rely on me speaking to a priest to speak to God for me. When that thing was rent in two, the veil was split in two, that was the blood poured out, and that now allowed me free access. into the very presence of God, not just one man anymore, but anyone who receives Christ. Listen, this is huge. This is humongous. I can come into the presence of a holy God. Do you remember the man when David was bringing back? He was bringing back the Ark of the Covenant, which had been in someone's house, I forget his name, Laban or someone, for 3 months. And he was being blessed with the Ark of the Covenant. And David said, no, we got to get that Ark back. And they would bring the ark back, and the ark stumbled, the mule stumbled, whatever it was on, stumbled, the carriage, and the man tried to stop it. He put his hand out. He hadn't received Jesus. He died on the spot. You can't come into the presence of a holy God without receiving Christ. Remember Ananias and Sapphira? You know why they died? I'll tell you why they died. They died because they lied to the Spirit, but not because of that. What happened was the presence of God from Pentecost was hovering around, and they came into the presence of God with sin in their life. We have accepted Christ as our Lord and Savior. If you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you have free access into the throne of God. You can come into the throne of God anytime to grab a hold of the mercy and the grace that's required. Amen. Why? Because He made us holy. He sanctified us. He is holy. He is everything that is holy. And He said, you can come into my presence now. You're no longer under the old covenant with the high priest and Moses in the rock, etc. You are now in the rock, Christ our rock. So when I come into the presence of God, I'm in the presence of God really. But I don't feel anything. Who said anything about feeling? That's the problem with too many Christians. They live by feelings and emotions and facts and figures and scientific proof. We are far from that. We are by faith in the presence of God. It's by faith I get saved. It's by faith I get healed. It's by faith I come into the presence of God. Amen. Thank God. Don't go by feelings. Your feelings will change in half an hour. Don't go by emotions. Oh, you're going to be an emotional wreck within a week. If you go by what you feel or by your emotions or by the facts or by what the TV said or by what the president said, but he's a Christian, what the president said or by what the pastor said, he's a Christian, hopefully. If you go by what they say rather than by what he said, if it does not align up with the Word of God, if you don't line it up with the Word of God, you are not going to get nothing. You've got to go by what God said. And He said, come into my presence. He said, listen, He said, I inhabit, in Psalm 22, Proverbs 22, He said, I inhabit the praises of my people. Were we praising God today? Well, did God inhabit those praises, or this just hearsay? Pastor, it's just nice words to fill up the book. Look how big it is. He had to have lots to put in there, so he just put stuff in. No. He said, where two of you agree as touching anything in the earth, when you pray, if you're in agreement, it shall be done for you by my Father which is in heaven. Is that just hearsay? Is that just, I can't really take it as real? No. That's in 18:18. He says that, Matthew 18:18. In Matthew 18:19, he says, where two or three of you, he says, where two or three are gathered in my name, I'm there in their midst. And then he says, in his presence is fullness of joy. Listen, God made the way. He is the way. In fact, one of his names is Yahweh. I like to think of him as the highway to everything. God is the way. And there's only one way to Yahweh, and that is through Jesus Christ. There is no other way, and all roads don't lead to Rome. I keep telling you that. All roads lead to Rome, people say. There are different ways up the mountain. I can go through this one, I can go through that one, but I'm going to get to the same point at the end. No, if you believe all roads lead to Rome, I'm going to give you $1,000 today. You're going to get on the 95, and when you reach Rome in Italy, call me. Yeah, All roads don't lead to Rome, and all roads don't lead to God. Jesus Christ leads to God, no other. And when you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, He said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No man, no woman comes to God the Father but by me. He is the highway to God. Amen. We're talking about holiness. And I've got to get to something. Oh, God, look at the time. Sweet Jesus. Just show them my picture. Another word for holiness is sanctification, which means set apart. See that? Can you see that? Those are actually chairs. One's red. And those are birds. You see, set apart? That's how we should be with the world. That's how we should be. We're in the world, but we're set apart. We're not of the world. Don't, you know what? If I see Christians and they sound and look and do what the world do, I say, you know them by their fruits. I want to see Christians when they come into my presence, something happens. Have you ever experienced that? When someone comes into your presence, you say, oh, they're carrying an anointing. That's what we should experience every single time. When you walk into a room, the atmosphere has got to change. Whilst you're not living 100% right, believe me. I'm not saying we've got to be perfect. Our spirit is, but our body still has a tendency to go crazy. And it's tied up to your soulish realm, which is your mind, your will, and your emotions. Is that correct? Listen, a dead body, if a person was in a coma, his body is not going to do anything wrong. Nothing. But when the person's thinking with his mind and is normal in his body, his mind tends to wander and he starts to do the things that come from his soulish realm. I'm not talking about you have to be perfect in everything you do, but we have to be on the journey. We've got to be on the journey. And your and my decisions decide where we're at. And I'm going to lay out a challenge. I'm closing now because next week I'll do my message and we'll have fun. But we're a word of faith. We'll let the Spirit move, right? But I want to lay out a challenge to all of us. That challenge is do less wrong this week than you did last week. I did nothing wrong. We'll cast lying demons out of anyone who says that. The challenge is do less wrong things this coming week than you did this last week. You know what you can change. Hook up to the King of Glory. Ask for the power of the Holy Spirit. The grace is on you, which will help you overcome everything that comes against you and tries to take you off the track. That's my challenge out there today. Be holier, not in your spirit, in your actions, than you were last week. Do you take up that challenge? Anybody don't want to take that challenge up? Show me your hand. All right, so you're accepting the challenge. We're going to do holier and be better this coming week than we were this last week. I tell you what, I recommend you. And I commend you because you're an amazing family.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Don't sell your car for less. Your car is worth more than you think. Visit Wheels for the Heart Buy Center across from CarMax in Jensen Beach, where we beat most written offers, and help put single mothers and their children in reliable transportation. Wheelsfromtheheart.org, 561-231-0108.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her series, Don't Panic. Trials is something that we all face in life. Jesus understood this when he said, "In this world you will have tribulation."